So move.
Moved by Mr. Hannan.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clayes. Discussion?
I'm making this motion upon the recommendation of our district treasurer to approve this donation.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan.
Aye.
Mrs. Clayes.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mr. Sanginich.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number three, donation resolution to accept a donation from the Jones Dance Academy in the amount of $750 to be donated to the auditorium fund. We have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannan.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clayes. Discussion?
Again, upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I shall move this pass forward.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannan.
Aye.
Mrs. Clayes.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mr. Sanginich.
Yes.
Motion carried. Move on to B, Personnel Committee. John Sagan, chairperson. Any report at this time?
I have no report, Mr. President.
Number one, part-time guidance counselor. Resolution to hire Ann Cadle as part-time elementary guidance counselor. Master's level, step zero, prorated not to exceed 76 days, 20 hours per week, at a salary of $9,363.96. Commencing February 16th, 2016.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above contract. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I know we talked about that. When did we decide to do this? Was there a vote that we went on, or just a general concession?
Well, I had actually back before Christmas had made comments that was going to move in this direction. You received some information on why I felt it was something that we wanted to move on this year, especially as we get closer to testing time to allow for the to kind of eliminate the great disparity in counseling that's going on at the elementary school. So for now, this is a recommendation to get us through this year, and you'll be seeing some long-term recommendations after this.
I guess did this go through personnel committee or just discussion made in December? I'm just trying to understand the concept.
There wasn't really a lot of discussion, frankly. It was something that I mentioned at a board meeting, and I did send you a rationale on that and making the recommendation this evening.
I know this is something that I could add to that. Down at the elementary level, it has become it was a forgotten area where guidance was not included at elementaries most across the state, and it's something that has been moved drastically lately, and it's for the good of all the kids, as well as the families and the staff, the issues that they're dealing with down there. I know, Mrs. Clayes, you know this all too well. I mean, there's a lot of issues that these kids need help in that support level four. So I think this will do a lot of good, start to see what we can help with those kids before they get to the high school level, because a lot of times they weren't addressed.
I totally agree, but my only comment was, we said we're supposed to have a work session to have a lot of these things discussed. And so you come out and the personnel committee didn't meet, and you made, and I'm gonna support this, but I just think it's a procedure we should.
Well, and this is one that, and I had spoken to each of the board members individually on this, and felt that, and in fact, you'll see tonight that you have a packet from me on a large range of issues that I hope we can get together and discuss. This one is one that I determined was not something we could wait to act on for next year.
Quite frankly, this is exactly what the sunshine law doesn't want that to happen.
Well,
I'm sorry, you're supposed to discuss it on the floor.
And that's what we're doing. No more for it. You can't discuss it until I make the recommendation,
right.
And that's why I made the recommendation this evening.
I guess I would have thought it'd come through committee first, but I'll support this.
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Number two, supplemental contract for 2016-2017. Resolution to hire the following personnel on a supplemental contract for the 2016-2017 school year. John Anthony, marching band director, as per negotiated agreement.
On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above contract. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Number three, the professional leave. The resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave, as the list is intended there. Everyone has a copy.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above professional leaves. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Motion carried. C, Program Policy Committee. Mrs. Clay's chairperson, any report?
No, Mr. President, no report at this time.
Thank you. Move to number one, policy revisions. This is a second reading. Resolution to approve the second reading of the following policy revisions. Those revisions include all the way from number one through, make sure I get the accurate number, 38.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the second reading of the above policies.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. Are these available for anyone to view if they should want to? They're not on the website or anything like that, right?
They will. Once the board passes them, they will be sent to OSBA, and it probably takes about a month. They should be up on the website.
Okay.
And we have the books in the office.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Move on to number two, rescind the resolution number 16-15, TCTC representative. Resolution to rescind resolution number 16-15 to appoint Thomas Hannan as TCTC representative for the McDonald Local School District as appointed at the January 11, 2016 organizational meeting.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to rescind the above resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Just for those that were not in attendance, this appointment was made at the time. I made the appointment of Mr. Hannan. There has been a legal change that was made to TCTC and vocational schools across the state, basically changing that to a three-year appointment and not a one-year appointment. So due to that change in the law there, that's why we are going to rescind that motion, or that's why it's here for a vote to rescind that motion and to keep Mr. Hart as our TCTC representative for the school year. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Number three, calamity excess hours, makeup options. Resolution authorizing the superintendent to apply for blizzard bag hours from the Ohio Department of Education to make up excess calamity hours above the maximum of 3 days of instruction.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above blizzard bag hours.
Second.
Motion made by Mrs. Clay, second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? The blizzard bags are basically a way, once you reach the 5 days that were McDonald's on a day calendar. I know there's still some confusion across.
We're on the hours.
We're on the hours now. So if they get to a point where calamity has reached a certain level, where they would have to start taking, looking at making up school days at the end of the school year, instead they can allow the staff to create what they call blizzard bags, which are more or less take-home assignments for them to be working on projects, different things.
Great idea.
I know we've had, it's been definitely used probably in the past couple of winters. It's been pretty rough.
Good.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Cleese.
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Number four, a memorandum of understanding, House Bill 59 compliance. The resolution to approve the memorandum of understanding with compliance of House Bill 59 mandate, which is Exhibit A.
Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above memorandum of understanding.
Second.
Motion made by Mrs. Clay, second by Mr. Sagnich. Discussion.
Just one thing to point out, Mr. President. Obviously, this is the language that they have in their MOU. It's in numbered paragraph 2. We are required to provide a 14-day advance notice to TCTC upon the appointment. I assume this appointment is going to occur every third year at our organizational meeting. So in order to have, and I guess the TCTC meeting is going to occur, the third week?
Similar time.
Like, you got to have everything done by the 15th of January. Everything's got to be completed by the 15th of January. Like, we had ours that Monday. They had theirs Thursday.
Okay.
That week, so.
So in order to give them 14 days, we'd have to roll to very soon after the beginning of the year.
So might and be something.
It's just a notation so
sure.
that we don't have a day
we,
where
we honor that.
Yeah, and we miss appointing them. You know, we don't have someone appointed for the first TCTC meeting.
I'm not sure this is, when you read that, I'm not sure that's even possible to do when you consider that, and this is something they're going to have to work out. I don't think the TCTC would argue with this, but January 1st, we're not going to have a meeting on New Year's Day. And unless you want to, John.
I can't do it all by myself.
And the 15th is, all organizational meetings must be held by the 15th. So
that gives you no window.
You know, I personally have a lot of problems
well,
if
their meeting is a couple days after the 15th, that would give you a
but
couple
it's not
days.
Allowed to be. By law, well, everyone has to be in
no,
by
their meeting.
Even theirs has to be in by the 15th. Every organizational meeting
so
has
yours
to be
wasn't, your, yours wasn't timely this year.
Oh, yeah, we had ours.
We were the 11th.
Oh, we were the 11th. I got you. I'm
they
sorry.
They were the 15th.
I'm sorry.
14th.
I thought we were the 15th.
Well, one thing they do is that they do, they're kind of leanly on that those 14 days beforehand, you know, because they understand that could change, the representative could change. So they've gone all the way up, as I've been there, where they've had a new person come in 2 days before their organizational meeting, because the school just did theirs the night before. You know, so they may not be following this rule exactly, but how do you know until you have that meeting?
We wouldn't.
There's no way to know. I mean, there's no way to know.
Unless the old board did it.
And that's the other aspect of this law has changed significantly where it does not have to be a member of the elected body.
Right.
So you could be looking out into the public to find someone who meets, because their criteria that they've listed are pretty, I would say, intense as far as what they're looking for and very specific for the qualifications of the community member that takes that spot.
If you look at the application, they couldn't decide in 2 days. It's a tough application.
Yeah.
And it goes through, I don't know what committee or several committees to be approved.
Do you think we can get some assurance of a waiver on that from them?
I'll ask.
Okay.
Our meeting's Thursday.
Okay.
I'll ask them.
Yeah, if you don't mind bringing it up.
No.
I too can address that.
Okay.
You won't get me.
And I think especially this year with the fact that we won't be having a changeover in board personnel when we look to appoint that, might be something if we could do in
might
December.
Be able to do it
it
in
could,
December this time.
It could alleviate that problem for 3 years.
Year term.
Yeah.
That's the only observation.
No, absolutely.
Observation.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich.
Yes.
Mr. Hanley.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. The treasurer's report, did he leave anything that he wanted read? No? Okay. We'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you. I just have a couple of things. Obviously, the first item that I want to address is to give everyone an update on our issues at Roosevelt. Today, for the third time in about 7 weeks, we had a gas emission. As you know, Friday, it was detected about 5 a.m. Friday morning, and the Dominion came out and shut the gas off, and we closed Roosevelt. Today, it was detected shortly after, about a few minutes before school started. Mr. Vecchione called the fire department in, and this was all outside the building. It's emanating from the meter, or the kind of some of the connections around the meter. Dominion came out, assured us, number one, that everyone in the building was safe. And eventually, they tried a couple of things, but eventually what they determined was that there's a regulator on the meter that's not keeping up with the boilers. And so when the boiler shuts down, the regulator isn't shutting down at the same, at the exact same time. So there's, would that be a buildup of gas? It ejects out of the outside the building. So they put a new regulator on, and we think that it should be fine. They've assured us that we are in good shape. The Dominion rep who came and put the new regulator on was going to visit tonight and also stop tomorrow morning. Obviously, it's disconcerting. It's very troubling, but we, we've had safety forces personnel on premises, and they're monitoring things. And as I say, from now, it's outside, and we certainly hope that we don't have to be dealing with this again. And I certainly will keep you posted on that, and hopefully I don't have to. 2 weeks ago, we met with a representative from Homeland Security. That was the principals and myself, Chief Rongi and Chief Kish. Homeland Security has taken over from the State Attorney General's office the job of maintain or making sure that we are maintaining our crisis plans. The gentleman came in and met with all of us for about 40 minutes. We are currently completing a template for a new crisis plan. Most of what we have is in pretty good shape, but there's a lot that needs to be added. It's about 80 pages. And so we're working on that and have to have that submitted by around the 1st of March. And he actually gave us till about the middle of March. But we'll be talking to him soon. Actually, Gary, Dave, and I are going to get together on Thursday evening and compare everything that we've put together to make sure we're all on track and on the same page. We should mention Thursday evening, of course, is parent conference night, so we hope to get a lot of parents out. The ITCL is very close to breaking up. I should make you aware of this. It's a number of schools in Columbiana County just don't seem to be very happy. I'm attending a meeting tomorrow along with six other representatives from six other districts, which essentially make up our blue tier, and it's essentially the old ICL with a couple of changes in it. And I think there's a very good chance we'll be recommending a move to a new and smaller conference very shortly. You have a packet in front of you this evening with a number of things. One of them is a number of pages that I've put together regarding my vision, my thoughts on a vision for McDonald Local School District. I am asking you to take that home and read it, consider it, and hopefully we can schedule a work session. There's a lot of information there for us to, that I'd like us to sit down and discuss and see which way we like to take the district. That would certainly be, what I'd like to do is a work session. And frankly, you know, finance is going to come into play. I've sent this to Mr. Johnson, and he's working on some numbers and things, just so we have something to go by. And the last thing, I believe at the March board meeting, they'll be in to take the board's picture for the yearbook and other purposes. So we'll remind you of that prior to that as well. That's all I have this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Rossen. Any items for discussion? I know I wanted to bring up one point, and you guys, I know the text alerts have been used, and I know that you've talked more about that one-call system, that I think is something that really has to, especially with these events that have happened, it kind of highlights the need for a little bit more of a comprehensive way to alert parents of exactly what's going on, make sure that it not only, you know, hits home phones, it can hit cell phones, because I know you guys are doing a great job putting that out with the tool you have. But I think there's still some concern that it's just not reaching everybody as quickly as we need it to. You know, for snow days, for whatever it would be. I know the last thing we want is for a kid to walk, you know, to school and find out that, you know, that we got it with the building shut down and we have a gas leak. So,
yeah, we are waiting on some information from the one company that we met with. They offer quite a lot of, it has a lot of features, and hopefully we will hear from them soon. There's a couple other companies that we've talked to, but frankly, leaning toward this one, and we'll wait and see. Hopefully he gets back in touch with us this week.
Any other items of discussion? Okay, so we don't adjourn, we're going to executive.
You're taking motion to check this.
Yep.
Tell us the reason.
Yep. I'd like the board to entertain a motion to go into executive session at this time to discuss the employment and compensation.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mr. Hannon. That would be 8:20. 8:20 p.m.
So there'll be no action.
Yes, there'll be no action taken after the executive session, so please, thank you. It's probably the largest turnout I've seen at a board meeting for a while, so thank you everybody for coming out. If I could have a roll call for a move to go into executive session.
Mrs. Place.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Where do we go?
I think we can wait.
We can only just stay here.
Yeah, if they, especially since we don't have any motions after. If we were doing something after, we could hide.
Is there a room? Do you have a room? I'm not these ones.
I think we do.
It's not very comfortable.
I don't know. I didn't really have
it. It's off behind the superintendent's office.
Okay.
But it's pretty small.
My thought always was if we were going to do something after, we'd move so they didn't have to all sit up. But if we're not going to do anything, I guess there's no.
That makes sense.
That's
what we should do. I agree with you.
Mr. McGill, did you bring anything in that bag to share?
Yeah, I got
some treats.
Five bags.